Just pull some stats, and here's since 2016, more than 30,000 people have died from opioid-related overdoses in Canada. That's more than from other major accidental death causes combined. And yesterday there was a press conference at Belleville Police. Chief Mike Callahan anchored the press conference. He'll be joining us after 8 o'clock. And the chief mentioning that the city is in crisis mode right now. Dramatic spike in drug poisoning here in the city of Belleville. If you're just joining us, average week for a paramedic call is anywhere from 5 to 10. And that would be high in the last, well, since the beginning of November, 90 plus. So it's like, we have to react mode, not that we haven't in the past, but it's at a new level now, Julie.
Well, I think that part of it, it's interesting because it's being thrown in. It's great that the police are having to take the lead in terms of looking at this. At the same time, yes, we're in crisis, but it's a medical crisis. And until we start thinking about addiction as a medical crisis, not, yes, there are elements to it that are criminal, which is probably why we have, you know, 90 overdoses in since that short period of time. But at the same time, the response needs to be one that treats addiction as an illness where people need support, they need intervention, they need treatment plans, and the doctors that are providing that treatment need the financial support to make those plans happen so that's not just a revolving door in and out of the ER.
Dr. Harrison, yesterday at the press conference, Chief Callahan said the police know there's heroin and fentanyl in the city laced with GHB and other stuff. Can you explain to our audience this morning what GHB is?
Sure. So GHB stands for gamma hydroxybutyrate. It's also known as the date rape drug. This medication was actually first designed as an anesthetic and used in Europe as an anesthetic, but it was never approved in the States because it had inadequate analgesia, didn't provide enough pain relief, and it had significant side effects. It causes a dose-related depression in level of consciousness. And it has a very abrupt onset and abrupt offset. It's not detectable on routine tox screens. So for many reasons, it's used to facilitate sexual assault because it works quickly. It has a disinhibitory effect. It makes people do things they wouldn't normally do. It's amnestic, meaning it makes you forget what's happened. And it's very rapidly cleared from the blood and the urine within a matter of hours. So it's not easily detectable. And this medication was somehow inserted in the fentanyl source in the community. And as a result, a lot of people came in to the emergency room last week with really severe opioid overdoses.